You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Activities and Development.
Hello, I am Grace. This is for The Pulse. I am here interviewing.
I'm Josie Brown.
And what roles will you be interviewing for today?
I'm running for Vice President Activities and Development.
What inspired you necessarily to be running for this role?
So I've been at this uni for 4 years now, and personally, like societies have been a huge part of my uni life and pretty much everyone I know. And so what this role is about like overseeing societies and improving things within the SU and the university for societies and student groups. And so I have a lot of experience. I've been on 4 different society committees. I've been a society president for 3 years. So basically I want to represent societies. I know, with my experience, I've seen I know what the problems are and like how the SU can fix them, and you know, how we can improve things for student groups. So that's why I'm running for this role, because, you know, I have that knowledge and experience, and I know I'm very familiar with the SU, and you know, how we can make things better for student groups. So that's what I want to do, basically.
You mentioned before that you know the problems that generally societies have and how the SU can fix them. What main issue would you say the societies you've been in have had, and how would you necessarily fix that with the SU?
So there's quite a few. I'd say the biggest one is publicity and promotion, because we have over 450 societies at this uni, which allegedly is the most of any uni in the UK. But I feel like the SU just doesn't do enough to promote its own societies. So my main plan is to actually put societies right front and center. I think the SU should be like promoting the societies and championing their achievements. Like, if you go on the SU website, you have to go looking for the list of societies, and there isn't like one centralized hub where students can see what societies are running and when. Like, there is an events page on the SU, but it's not great, because a lot of societies just don't put their events on there because it requires event applications, and some just don't do that. I'm going to put societies right front and center by introducing a centralized place where students can see what societies are on and when, and like the SU socials as well should have a like what's on this week in our societies, and also like championing society. Like if a society has a message that they want to get out to the whole to the student body, they should be able to do that. Like if a society has just entered a competition and they won or did very well, you know, the SU should be championing that with a megaphone, but at present they rarely do that. So there are a lot, but I'd say that's like the biggest one that is my main priority.
Totally agree with you there. I mean, have you seen the bit where the SU tend to do Society of the Month? Would you keep doing that, and would you expand on that further?
Absolutely. I'd say that's one thing they're doing well. My main area for improvement there is just, again, shouting about it louder, because they do put it on socials, But yes, Society of the Month is absolutely something I will keep up. Main thing is just being a lot louder about it.
100%. Now I've got some little fun questions to ask you.
Okay.
If you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
I don't know if you've ever heard of ballerina biscuits, but
I have actually.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Ballerina biscuits.
What makes you a ballerina biscuit?
Because they're a hidden gem. Most people don't know about them, but when you do know it, you love them.
That's lovely to hear. So, if you were trapped on a desert island, what 3 albums or songs, either or, would you take with you?
This is going to be quite a niche answer, but basically, so I'm the president of Eurovision Soc, so I would take probably my 3 favourite Eurovision albums, one of which is definitely 2015, because that's what kicked off my being a super fan. Other 2 years, probably 2022, that was a great year. And the other one, I want to say either 2016, 19, or 21. I'm going to say 2016. So yeah, the Eurovision 2015, 16 and 2022 are my three favourite albums that I would take with me.
Perfect. And what one book would you bring?
Ooh, so I've read a lot of books. This might just be recency bias because I read it about a year ago. Babel by R.F. Kuang. Book I highly recommend. Yeah.
What about the book necessarily would you recommend? What was your favourite bit of it?
So the book, without spoiling too much, it's about, it's set in an alternate history, and it's about these four students at Oxford Uni in the 19th century, in the, like, Department of Translation, and eventually they realise that they are, like, complicit in British imperialism at the height of the British Empire, so eventually they, most of them start to try and work against that. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's a really good book. Is it my favorite book of all time? I don't know, but of the ones I've read in the past 2 years, probably, yeah.
What or who has been the biggest influence on your life?
Simple answer is my friends. My friends mean a lot to me. Where they go, I go. Yeah, my friends are my biggest influence. I have a lot of influences, but yeah, generally my friends are my on my influence.
Oh, that's really lovely to hear. What is a particular moment of pride that you've experienced?
Ooh, so probably when my Duolingo streak hit 10 years. I remember being super proud when I hit 100 days, and now 10 years later I have a 10-year streak. That was quite.
What language are you learning?
Right now I'm doing Japanese, though in the past I've done Swedish, Esperanto, French and Spanish, but currently I'm on Japanese.
Lovely. Which celebrity would you want to read the audiobook of your autobiography?
Not going to lie, I don't know that many celebrities, so
really?
I'm going to say, who's someone I look up to? Probably Chapel Roan. Yeah, I'll say.
Chapel Roan, love that for you. Is there any figures that you'd like to meet in person, so any dead, alive, etc.? Off the top of your head, who would you like want to meet?
Well, as a politics student, I'm kind of inclined towards some political figures. So I'm thinking US presidents, prime ministers, UK prime ministers. I'll say Barack Obama is going to be one.
I'll give you leeway then. Why would you say Barack Obama out of everyone you could have thought of?
I just think he was a really cool president.
That's all the questions I do have for you, though.
Okay.
So thank you so much for coming on. This has been Josie Brown. I am Grace, and this has been The Pulse.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.